Back here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe here with you today. Nick Kieser on the ones and twos. Michelle with the day off. Predators win it 6-4 over the New Jersey Devils last night at Bridgestone Arena. Fun atmosphere in that one. And let's say hello to the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. Sean Henry is on the line with us. And Sean, we get to talk about a big dub last night. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's always more fun to talk about a W. I mean, last week we followed the Blues game, and I think this call is going to be a lot better than last week.
I do, too. Really love the effort. You know, one, it was a fun hockey game. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of goals, and if you're a goalie, you don't like that. But, you know, a lot of back and forth. You know, Jersey would score, Predators would score, Predators would score, Jersey would score. There was a lot of, you know, just going back and forth. And from a fan's point of view and the fans that were at Bridgestone Arena last night, they were entertained, and I know you were as well.
Well, it's funny. You know, the last two nights or two games were just great games. And not just because we won. Obviously, they're better because we won. But as you said, as a fan, and never forget, the biggest fans in the building are on our bench. You know, they love hockey. And you talk to a couple of guys after the game, and both those games were just fun, good games to watch. I had a gentleman see me in the second intermission. He was complaining that we were tied 1-1. I said, well, are you enjoying the game? And he said, no, I only enjoy them when I win. I said, well, I'm with you. I like winning a lot more. I said, but reflect back on the game for a minute. You're watching a great hockey game. And then I guaranteed him we won, and fortunately we did, and then I didn't see him after the game. But, yeah, last night felt like a playoff game. The environment, the crowd was great. You know, for a Thursday night, cold day, you know, playing a non-division opponent, it's still, the fans were revved up, and then our guys gave them a lot to cheer for.
Well, and look, there's a lot of connections between both of these teams. Obviously, John Hines used to coach for the Devils. Tom Fitzgerald, the first captain of the Nashville Predators, is their GM. Andrew Brunette's on the coaching staff. He scored the first goal in Predators history. So you had a little bit of a connection happening last night between these two teams at Bridgestone Arena, and that just adds to it, you know, when you look at some of the history.
It really does. You know, I think last night we had four original Preds in the building between Jay Moore and Bortolo's in the building, three gentlemen you mentioned too. So, yeah, it's always good when you have your original roster showing up and leaving their footprints and shadow on our game that we all love. And it's good to see those guys doing so well in our league.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the other part of all this in this conversation is, you know, the players have brought it up. David Poile's been on our air, and John Hines has been on our air, and they've all referenced that this meeting that everybody had. And I think, as you know, whether it's on a hockey team or in a board meeting or whatever, everybody's a part of this. Everybody's a part of the team. You got to hold everybody accountable. That's what makes a team a team. And I feel like that these guys have done that, and you have seen the results of that accountability, especially in the last two games.
Well, I think no matter what organization you talk about, you know, whatever industry, whether it's, again, in the locker room or meeting rooms or boardroom, as you pointed out, you know, when you have a group of people that buy into each other and can support each other and push each other forward and then also offer, you know, some candid criticism and it's received well because there's a trust factor that's there, well, that organization is going to have some success. And the more you do it, the more success there is and the more fun it is too. And, you know, fun is good. And an organization that trusts each other and knows they can say, you know, good things to each other and pick each other up, push them forward, we'll have a little bit more fun, a little bit more success, and, you know, that wheel starts going. You know, inertia is a powerful thing. It's hard to stop.
I think you're describing our relationship, too. We push each other. That's what we do.
But, you know, it's funny. Like, yeah, you and I, we call each other all the time. Sometimes you joke around with some of the commercials you do and the good look it provides our team. Sometimes to say, what in the heck did that guy just say on the radio? And then conversely, you'll call me and say, hey, you know what? We're not getting what we need. But that's a good relationship, and it's healthy. And I always laugh when people scratch their heads and like, well, how was that meeting? Are the guys okay that they were, quote-unquote, held accountable? I don't even like that term. I hate throwing someone under the bus. Healthy, good relationships are candid, and they're timely, and they're not uncomfortable because you trust the person in what they're saying and why they're saying it. So that's why I do value our relationship.
Absolutely. We're talking to Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. So We talked, I believe it was last week, about PK Subban. He was honored in Montreal. You all are going to do that now on February 13th when he is going to come back here. And it's not just PK is going to walk out on the ice and wave at the fans and everybody's going to cheer. I mean, he did so much off the ice that we're going to honor as well. The Blue Line Buddies program, that he's going to have a reunion of that. I know he's going to get to speak to all of us, but how cool is it going to be to have 76 back in the house?
You know, whenever we get a chance to bring back someone that had an impact on the team and the city, it's just always fun. And, you know, we really started this probably 4 or 5 years ago as, you know, we have more and more prominent alumni retiring and they can spend some time with us. You know, our fans love it. You know, we all have different memories of different players and, you know, the impact, you know, that they've had on our lives. But PK is truly special. You know, on the ice, he was, you know, just a tremendous player. You know, our best years were with him in a gold jersey. But what he did in the community is even more special. I mean, you know, I hate emphasizing one too much over the other because his career was incredible and what he did off the ice is incredible. But I just go back to the day when there was so much civil unrest and there were so many people, you know, clamoring, you know, throwing their arms up. There's nothing we can do or we need to do everything. In such a thoughtful way, PK said, I want to build bridges between, you know, some disenfranchised neighborhoods and kids and the police. And, you know, have them come out to a game, you know, have them eat dinner together, have them watch the game. You know, I want to meet with them. And we all just sat at him and realized he wasn't just talking about a problem. If we want to bring people together, we have to get them together. And, you know, sports can do great things in building bonds. And, you know, when you have a chance to eat with someone, you normally, you know, like them a little bit more. And then when you maybe seen the first game in your life, you start trusting that person. And the best part about it, he started this, I don't even know, 4 years ago or so. Is the bonds that those police officers have with those kids still. And when he comes back next week or in 2 weeks, we're going to bring as many of those kids and officers back together again to show them how much we appreciate what they're doing. And the best way to change a life is one person at a time. And PK has done that time and time and time again.
Yeah, and the cool part, and you alluded to this, that it wasn't, hey, PK, you should do this. It was PK going, hey, I want to do this. And he didn't have to. I mean, he didn't have to take that on if he didn't want to, but he wanted to. And that is what I think what made it so impactful.
It really did. And, you know, I really just assumed teams throughout every league were going to copy this program. He was so thoughtful. He sent a letter to every team in professional sports outlining what we're doing and why we're doing it. And, you know, hopefully that'll catch some magic. And, you know, now that he's retired, maybe we can put a little re-emphasis behind that because, you know, our game is great. But when we can use it to connect people, you know, for better outcomes, it's even better.
You mentioned that, you know, honoring, you know, alums and bringing guys back. You know, when you got here, the team was still, you know, relatively young. And so there wasn't as much of a history. A lot of the guys that are getting honored now are still playing. And I think it's cool that you all have done that because I remember sitting in that arena the second year that the team was in existence on a Tuesday night with my dad against the San Jose Sharks, and it was still very, very new. People were learning the game. There was a lot of, unsure. They were unsure of it, didn't understand it. And then to see it grow, and you've obviously been a part of the later years of really watching the growth, but is it fun for you as a guy that wasn't here at the very beginning to kind of go back and relive some of the history of the Nashville Predators?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, and I was fortunate to be in Tampa before here. And, you know, I got there 7 or 8 years after that franchise started, similar timeline to this one. And we got to enjoy the same thing. You started putting together an alumni group. And, you know, I look at the Buffaloes and Vancouver's and Philly. I think three teams that embrace their alumni better than anyone in sports. And we want to emulate that and continue to build and build and build. So when we're turning the corner on our 30th, 35th, 40th year, and at some point have our own Ring of Honor or Hall of Fame, whatever it may be, you're tying back to a connection that you had as a 10-year-old. You know, my favorite baseball player ever is Fred Stanley. You don't even know who he is. He's a career, you know, 220 hitter, if I'm being generous, shortstop for the Yankees. For me, he was great. Every time you had a chance to, you know, see him, if he came back for an old-timers day or was the GM for the Oakland A's, it meant a lot to me. And every one of our alumni has that same 11-year-old that's now 55 years old or 40 years old or whatever. So it's nice to reconnect it. And I just love seeing it. I like seeing the guys embrace it and enjoy it and then talk about Nashville, how Nashville's grown and changed and evolved. And they normally spend some time at one of the Fordyce centers, if not both of them. And it's just fun watching their love for our city and our fans kind of come full circle.
Sean, I'm excited about February 8th, Nash Vegas at Bridgestone Arena. We're going to move Smashville Live to the arena that day. And so it'll be kind of a pregame show for the Nash Vegas event. It's my favorite event that you all do. I have always loved this event. Maybe because I like going to Vegas and playing the tables every now and then. But it's cool to interact with the players and the coaches and everybody. And it's just obviously for a good cause to raise some money. But I'm excited about February 8th in Nash Vegas.
You know, I love the event. We all do. We used to do a little bit more of a stuffier event. It was a sit-down dinner. One player was at a table of strangers, and that's all we got to do and see. And I just love
it. Uh-oh. I think we lost you, Sean.
Players.
There we go.
Uh-oh, man. Are you back?
Yeah, you cut out a little bit.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I made a great point, too. I was talking about, you and, the great time you have at the tables. But it really is a fun event, and our foundation does a great job engaging with our fans.
No doubt about it. Sean, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the All-Star break, even though I know it's probably not much of a break for you. But we will talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Chase, and look forward to seeing you after an awful break. I hate this break because we're without hockey for what seems like 2 months.
I know.
But, can't wait to see everyone again.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Thanks, Sean.
Talk to you soon.
Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, joins us every Friday at 9:15 here on the show to talk about different things going on in the organization and beyond, and appreciate that. Coming up next, I could not resist bringing this up on the show because yesterday I was listening to Stillman and Company, and we all know Jared's infatuation with Tom Brady, especially getting Tom Brady in two-tone blue in Nashville, to the point that he laid out a plan, an 8-point plan, to bring Tom Brady to Nashville. I will give my thoughts on this plan, and we want yours as well. Coming up next, Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.